the communists had put down the so-called white Russian warlords, but there were still plenty of white guerrillas left, especially in Ukraine. The communists were wiping out Russia's other political parties, but these things take time. Aside from its internal woes, communist Russia was the outcast of the civilized world, unrecognized by the victorious Allies, and excluded from worldwide diplomacy. To the communists, Russia was an isolated island in a capitalist sea. They saw themselves as an elite caste of holy warriors fighting a class war against capitalism, spreading the holy Marxist cause as interpreted by Lenin. Trotsky's mighty Red Army had smashed the communists' enemies, but it could not rebuild Russia's infrastructure, and it could not fix Russia's economy. The new Russian state was run on a principle called war communism. To Lenin, the ends always justified the means, and the most important end was to ensure the communists stayed in power. Although the Soviets officially ruled, and the slogan "All power to the Soviets" was still heard. In fact, all decisions were made in Moscow by Lenin and by his Sovnarkom, his advisors.